Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI. Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
One, two, three,
My baby don't mess around because she
Nick,
loves
Nick couldn't get Eagle Bang.
I have to get the most two sentences. I don't get the two words.
No, Billy. Billy gets the easy ones. Nick's the ones with the multi-syllabic words and multiple sentences.
I rolling into hours. We were hitting the ID, and I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, you grabbed the copy right away. It was like, yeah. Oh, damn it.
Look at all these hockey names.
We should do that one day. We should be like, a trending roulette. And we'll just like, we can each write one and then whatever. And it's still the whatever is trending, but we get to put we each get to write what we want Billy to say.
I think maybe what we could do.
There it is. Trending roulette.
Yeah. We could, write that one down.
I'm down.
We could actually do a little bit with Billy on the goal scorers of the weekend in the NHL. I'm sure there would be a couple of, Yevgeny Ryabchukov's in there for Billy to have to pronounce. And again, I don't want it to turn into like, here's a nickel say Yugoslavia or something like that. I don't want Billy to feel bad, but I mean, it's just too funny. It writes itself for crying out loud. Well, we know that the Celtics are waiting for their first round opponent, and Foyer on Friday night, it'll be a battle in Miami between what looks like the Jimmy Butler-less Miami Heat against the Chicago Bulls, who are likely to be without Alex Caruso, who apparently is dealing with a knee injury. But Foyer, as you and I touched on, this is more about the Celtics than it is anything else. It isn't about the opponent. We know the Celtics have the ability and the talent to beat everybody in their path in the Eastern Conference, and then you kind of see where the chips fall come the NBA Finals. I think the difference is we're hearing the kind of stuff out of the Auerbach Center that makes us feel good, right? Let's start with Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown, now about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, some of the thought might have been, and we heard this from Jason Tatum, it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. I'm a superstar type thing. And, hey, we know we're going to get over the hump. We just got to keep banging away. But that's really not the tack that Jaylen Brown is taking on this team not getting ahead of themselves?
I just take it day by day. You start trying to think about the end result, and I think that just messes you, man. Like, that just throws you off. Like, you got to have almost, you got to be ready to die at any moment, you know? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be ready to lose or go home at any moment. So you got to treat it with that level of awareness and that level of, like, survival. You're thinking about the end goal and already, like, you know, we've never even been there. But you're thinking about the end goal and you're, like, rubbing your stomach. You know, teams are, you know, that's how they get you. So you got to have that high level of alertness. You got to have that high level of, like, survival at all times.
Love it.
What a great answer.
I love it. That's how they get you.
The rub your belly. That's a good line.
Oh, man, it's so good. Like, and it's. I don't feel weird getting excited about them saying the right thing. It's like I'm not ashamed of it. That it turns me on.
You know what, though? But isn't
it? Play some Marvin Gaye.
But isn't it a little different? Okay, maybe we need to get into the 2000s here in terms of your horny music. But nevertheless.
It's always horny music.
Well, I mean, you with your wide age range, you went from Marvin Gaye to, you know.
Let's get it on. Works
Boys to Men, whatever. but I think a part of the reason we can get excited for what they're saying is because we've all been along for the ride. It's not like this is a free agent who has come into town a la, say, Kristaps Porzingis or someone like that, or traded for and then stays around and then is saying this stuff. It's one of the Jays. It's one of the dudes who's been here since he was 19 years old. We've seen them grow up. We have the ability to be like, hey, guess what? We know how far you've come.
Yeah, now play Jaylen Brown talking over it. Now you really want to see me? Can I get the room to myself, please? Oh, there's
a lady
here.
Outside.
There's like
the window.
Kids everywhere.
Kids and ladies outside.
You start trying to think about the end result, and I think that just messes you, man. Like, that just throws you off. Like, you gotta have almost, you gotta be ready to die at any moment.
Ready to die at any moment. Awareness and survival. That's how they get you. Yes, that is how they get you. You know why? This has nothing to do with me as far as, like, hey, going along for the ride. Like, how we've been there. No, it shows me that they have grown up.
Yes.
And, like, and they have collected, you know, so many life lessons over the last 3 years. So, and then everyone, oh, they're such a young team. No, they are the most experienced young team I've ever seen in the NBA. Collectively, all of them. You know, from when they came in, all the times. Remember all the times we heard about all the different Eastern Conference championships that they had played in? Then they finally get to the NBA Finals, and they have a lead on Golden State. But Golden State was the older, mature team, and they weren't freaking out. They had already learned those lessons. And then we kept talking about the Pistons and how they came up. The 80s, the Pistons, the Isaiah Thomas Pistons. You talk about the Chicago Bulls with
right.
Jordan, you know, the Lakers, and how each team had so much talent, but there was another team ahead of them, and they would get to a level, and then they would lose. And they would go again, and then they would lose. And finally, they had figured out and collected all the data and all the information, so they when somebody asked them about the postseason, they would say, we don't mean talk about it. That's how they get you. They catch you sleeping. They catch you reading your own clippings. They catch you admiring your work.
Yep.
Right? Or thinking that you could just walk over a team because they were struggling. No, no, no. Thank God. Like, that's why, as far as confidence level, I mean, it's got to be high as a fan. Listen, it's, as a player, you gotta regulate it. You really got to – just, you know, not get too high, not get too low, never take a team for granted. Obviously, just go out there with a killer instinct. Like, it's about survival. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, listen, you should get excited about the way he's speaking. And this is not like, hey, I'm just doing this for the fans. I'm doing this for clicks. I'm doing this for bites. I'm doing this for, you know, for headlines. I think they truly, truly believe it.
And let's add on top of that the other superstar, Jason Tatum. And you mentioned the awareness, the experience, the, oh, we see things differently now. I never really wondered if the Celtics kind of cared about home court. And I'm talking about, like, no, 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 we don't lose here type caring. Not, yeah, we'd love to be the number one seed. It's the, no, 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 you're not going to come in here and do that to us. Jason Tatum on defending the home court.
I just have to do to be better at home in the playoffs. That's been kind of a struggle. Yeah, I think not take it for granted. Right? I think in the past, we just felt like coming back home, we had the advantage and, you know, we were supposed to win and maybe relax a little bit, and, you know, necessarily probably take the opposite approach that, you know, maybe feel like our back is against the wall when we come home, have some better outcomes.
Yeah, so that's, I feel like there's a little human nature in his explanation. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know, you're at home and you had the advantage. So, you know, subconsciously, you know what? It's not as hard as being on the road. So, you know, maybe, you know, we're going to still try, but it's easier because we have our fans. No. No, it's a terrible way of thinking. It's horrible. I love it. It gets me going. I love it. They are going to, whoever they play, they are going to sweep.
Oh, in the first round?
Absolutely.
Woo!
Yeah, play it. Come on, Marvin.
Man, I don't even know if the series odds are up yet.
It doesn't even matter. They are going to, if it's the Bulls, because your options are the Bulls
yep.
or the Heat, either team is going to get swept. Have a good offseason. That when I meet him in before the game and he starts talking to the refs and all that other stuff. Hey, I'm just gonna tell you now, have a good offseason. What do you mean? No, have a good offseason. Your bags should be packed. Your car should be running in because it'll be obviously in Miami or in Chicago when they finally close it out. Just have your car running and your bags packed. Here, I got your first class upgrade because I know you're a cheapo.
So the Celtics series props, let's see here. I'm looking for a series winner. It doesn't say. Da-da. So they haven't posted anything yet. Cavs are a -195 favorite series over the Magic. 76ers are the -115 favorite over the Knicks. I'm just looking in the East. And then Bucks, Pacers, even money. For the series.
Wow.
How about that?
You know that whole collision course with Milwaukee that you thought you were going to get before the season started?
Might be a little problem.
I mean, is it fair to say it literally is like Celtics versus the field?
It is. Well, right now, yeah. Because the Knicks have dealt with some injuries. Clearly, the Bucks are not what people thought they were going to be. But they're still the most dangerous team in the Eastern Conference, in my opinion. Cleveland did a great job of getting Donovan Mitchell, but they still need more to kind of take the next step. And, you know, the 76ers got a little life in them. That's the one team that I wonder that's a 7-8 seed who might be able to at least make a little bit of noise or push New York further than maybe people would think. But at the end of the day, all on the Celtics. Whereas I think with the Bruins, it's, you know, get the right opponents, things like that. It's a little more complicated because the Bruins just don't blow doors the way the Celtics do. But you're right. In this first round series, if the whomever it is, I almost said the Bulls because I think the Bulls are going to win because Butler's down. But they sweep the Bulls.
I almost feel like they are going in. And Joe Mazzulla, I know we're not going to play right now because we got to get to the trending. But it is, I almost feel like there's like this, Joe Mazzulla has got like the Cobra Kai like mentality. You know, sweep the leg, Mr. You know, sweep the leg, no mercy, no nothing, not my fault that you suck, my bad. When we're up 20 points, we're not going to have mercy on you. We're going to try to get it to 30.
Nor should
that is what right. we are going to do. That's what I think it has ultimately changed. You give him a lot of credit for managing this year, but ultimately – you're turning them into a bunch of psychos, a bunch of psycho killers.
What's crazy to think is that if the Celtics make an East final and then an NBA final, we're going to focus on 14 games with Joe Mazzulla. It almost feels unfair, but that's really
But that's the reality. You'll do it with players, too. You'll do the same thing with Tatum, with the great season that he had, Porzingis and Holiday. What a great role player. Man, he never complains. You know what? All those guys will be judged on the 14 games. That's the way it should be.
That's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. It really is. The Bruins will be an agonizing grind, I think, but the Celtics will just be a hell of a lot of
fun. And here's what I think Joe Mazzulla doesn't want, even though during the regular season he wanted close games. He wanted things to be tough. He wanted them to kind of figure things out on their own. Not anymore. We don't need any life lessons in the playoffs.
I'm with you. Now let's go win. Now it's Al Davis. Just
yeah,
win,
just
baby.
Win, baby.
Just win, baby. Some of what Elliot Wolf said. We will get a little bit of that in there coming up. And Danny Green will join us at noon. Don't forget, we, meaning Gresh and Foyer, are at the Ford Fenway Clubhouse Studios. The Ford Fenway Studio brought to you by your New England Ford dealers. Now during Truck Month, get a great deal on a Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 47 years straight, an official truck of your Boston Red Sox. We'll get to some of what Elliot Wolf said. Chicken Nick is ready to trend.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And many of you are coming to Fenway Park today. Dress very warm. I just went out into the concourse to go hit the head. Holy Moses.
Chilly?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the temp is going to, I don't know what it's going to max out being. And I know that, like, the rain showers are supposed to be sporadic and scattered and all that, but...
But the game's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the game's going to... the game should happen.
The high of 50 today.
Yeah, I got 48 right now. Yeah, it's currently 47 here at the Chris Curtis weather update desk.
When he does pass away, we will name it after him.
Curtis?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The Chris Curtis weather desk.
I was going to say.
Whatever. No, I'm not saying that he's going to die anytime soon.
I didn't know we had death clock on Curtis. Yeah. I know there are a few probably do, for crying out loud. But,
probably more on me.
Huh?
Probably more on me.
I don't
just
know.
Just read the weather, weather boy.
I would... no, that'd be a good one. That'd be a good poll question.
Who would your money be on to die first? Well, that's a little morbid. I don't even know if I want to know. I don't want to know.
Oh, I thought you meant more of the people wishing to die first.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
the road
yeah.
I thought you were going.
I was, but then I changed lanes.
Who had the most?
Yeah,
it depends.
Probably me.
It depends on who you're talking to.
Yeah, I still think it's me.
You and I, yeah, yours would be for different reasons.
Yeah, and the reasons don't matter.
Mine would be, mine would be more for telling people what time it is when I shouldn't. Yours might be a little different than mine.
Probably.
Yeah, I would think so. Let's move on before we're all in trouble. I know we're going to get to Jack Edwards and Mike Gorman and Vern Lundquist, Sean Sterling, all that. The group of broadcasters who have said, nope, we're out of here. We're done, but... Elliot Wolf doesn't feel like it's going to be a one-and-done draft for Elliot Wolf, even though, Fourier, they haven't given anybody the real job yet. You know, Elliot Wolf, this might be the only time we ever hear from the guy. Who in the world knows? Actually, we all know that he's going to get the job, but they got to go through the sham of a process. So I'm very curious to hear some of the answers because what I've read – I automatically think is bullcrap because they've told us from whatever it was, January 13th when Mayo was in. Yee! QB! Wee! Get on the roller coaster. Here we go.
So we're gonna listen to this and try to decide whether you believe him or not?
Yeah, the BS meter will be running during these. But here is Elliot Wolf talking about, let's see here. Let's start with the we have NFL players on offense cut.
Do you think people are underestimating the wide receiver needs? And do, yes. Yep. I mean, we have NFL receivers. We have NFL tight ends. We have NFL running backs. We have NFL offensive linemen. We feel good about where we are, and we feel through free agency on the offensive side in particular that we've been able to supplement our roster properly, so we're not having to draft for need as much offensively.
Okay, I believe him. He has solid NFL wide receivers. He's got a solid NFL tight end. There's not a lot of, oh, geez, what are you going to get with this guy? Part of being an NFL player is being consistent. The coaches want to know, they can rely on you. They got to know, they got to know what you're capable of doing. Therefore, they can, put an offense together based on your skills. There's no unknown.
Yeah, there's two parts to this. Number one is it is interesting that when we looked at it last year, we would say there are functional players here. And then they weren't. And people lost faith in all of them. So now it's one of two things. I think in hearing that, some people might say, oh, that's interesting, Elliot. So you think you have added to this roster in free agency in a way that would make people happy? Or, oh, you were in on putting together that group last year that you're now trying to sell as yours this year?
Yeah, I mean, to me, I wasn't reading that deeply into it.
Well, because if in the minds of many the roster was junk, and you can't get rid of everybody right away, I understand that. But I just wonder if fans hear that and go, man,
is Kendrick Bourne a good pro football player?
Yeah, I have no issue.
Is Hunter Henry a good pro football player?
I was arguing that you needed him back. There's no question. But I mean, you also had these same people last year that in December you and I were fielding calls on how everybody sucked.
Listen, and even then I was like, no, this is not an elite group.
Right.
Okay, nobody's going to the Pro Bowl, but they're good, solid pro football players. And what you get out of them is going to be predicated on who's delivering the service, right? Like, what type of offense are you running? Are you any good? Like, is your quarterback any good? I mean, your quarterback can just be average, and you can still get some production out of them. They weren't getting any production out of any of them because the quarterback situation was terrible, right? I mean, it was horrible, in and out, lack of confidence, lack of fun. It's horrible, right? So I still think the guys are serviceable, more than serviceable.
Let's get to Elliot Wolf talking about after saying the whole, hey, we're being undersold on offense, conversations about trading for a wide receiver.
You're talking about trading for a receiver?
Yeah.
We've had conversations with teams about different scenarios, not just at receiver, but at other positions. So that's definitely something that we'd be open to.
Are you open to it now? Are you open to it?
Hey, Christian.
Yeah.
Are you open to trying to go back to the NFL?
I'm absolutely open to it.
Are you open to it?
Yes,
okay.
I am open to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot of money for you.
Yep.
I don't know if that would
and
be.
And you're not very good.
Yeah. And we know you're older, but we could really value your experience if you're willing to take this minimum salary and have your ankle blow up on you again at 52 years old. I'm sure you're open to it.
Of course they're open to it. Of course they are. So a generic question,
generic
with
answer.
A generic answer.
Yep, completely. I'm with you on that one. It's just it's interesting on the whole conversations for a receiver. Like, those are dead now. I have to think.
I would think that nobody else. Again, it's the whole secondary market that Gerard Mayo was talking about when guys get cut or when guys are released from teams in the summer.
If T. Higgins were going to happen, it would have happened, I would think, by now, or it would be getting close to happen, so the team that acquires him can sort of fit that contract under their cap, and also Cincinnati could then be like, okay, here's what we might do with that pick. So they can start to think about it.
I believe like 2 weeks ago, T. Higgins was like, yeah, I'm going to be in Cincinnati this year.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much resigned to the fact that it's not all going to come together. And then again, you've also had another team who set the floor for your negotiations, which a lot of teams don't like. Like, you go get T. Higgins, you're on the low end of paying him that salary, or excuse me, the franchise tag. That's your low end, and you sort of start and go up from there. And I think teams would rather straight up negotiate. The whole conversations about a receiver, NFL players on offense, the open to trading picks. Was there anything else that jumped out? I don't think there was. I mean, I think this was kind of paint by numbers in a lot of ways. I don't think we got any real either intel or info or anything of that nature. Did we listen to the one open about to the picks, right?
I'm not sure which sound he has.
Well, we did the NFL players on offense.
Oh, how about
trading
the,
for a receiver? Let's get to the trading the draft picks.
Okay, because the one I was looking for was the how unique this year is with a top six quarterback.
Oh dear Lord! All right, let's get to Wolf on the draft picks.
We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We're open for business in the first round and in every round. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft and. You know, we're a draft and develop team. The more picks we have, the better. But if there's an opportunity to move up and you know, strike, if the board kind of recommends it, then we won't be afraid to pull the trigger on that either.
We say move up from three?
No. I think Elliot Wolf slid something in there that's going to fly by a lot of folks, and that is the whole in every round. He put the caveat in there. Yeah, I opened for business in the first round and every round.
Yep.
And this is where the one day I did the big breakdown on, okay, how could they move around the board? One of the things that they have that has tremendous power and value is that 34th overall pick at the top of the second round. Because think of this, Christian. Say you slide, if you're New England, and you slid down six spots, and you slid from 34 to 40 in the second round. That's an easy way to get yourself an extra, say, fourth or fifth round pick. If the board is kind of falling in a way where you think, all right, the run on this position hasn't started. Maybe we can slide back a little bit and get us a little something extra. I could see Elliot Wolf round around moving up and down the board, especially in the second and the third, because I think that's where there's going to be a flurry of activity from a lot of teams who maybe got shut out of the first round or maybe had a late first round pick and traded back or something like that. That to me is where Elliot Wolf could really end up impressing us. Like making the number three pick, that ain't hard. I mean, at what? Oh boy, at worst, you go away from quarterback and you take Marvin Harrison Jr. By God, twist my arm, a number one receiver like that you control for 5 years. Oh my God, twist my arm. That'd be the worst thing in the world. No, it wouldn't. It's the second and the third and the fourth round. They're up high in those rounds. They can slide up, down, and all around. And that's what I want to see out of Elliot Wolf. How does he navigate those picks? Because the high second and the high third has tremendous value.
Yes. And I know we don't have this cut, so don't worry about it. But the thing that kind of pairs with that is their acknowledgement of how unique this year is with all these quarterbacks and how they are, and I don't think you believe this, but if they would be comfortable with any of the six. Now, the six would be Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels. Those are your perceived top three.
Yeah.
Then you have your Bo Nix, your J.J. McCarthy, and your Michael Penix. Do you believe that they are comfortable with any of those six at three?
No.
At three?
No.
Okay. So what? What of the six? What of the six are they not comfortable with at three?
Well, I think there are the top three that they could be comfortable with at three, and then after that, it's we're comfortable with these guys, but not at three. I would like to think that if it is a five or six man QB group who are going to go in the first and the second round, that there's a real line after the first three.
Yeah.
By the way, how different is this from 2021? Like, there's a part of me that I don't understand what the hell Elliot Wolf is talking about. In 2021, it was the year they got Mac Jones. I understand that. But you had number one, Trevor Lawrence. You had number two, Zach Wilson. And you had number three, Trey Lance. And then you had the other guys filling in. Now, we don't know if you know, J.J. McCarthy goes 10, or if Bo Nix or someone goes 15, the way Fields and Mac Jones did. But how is this really, in terms of the top three, different from what we just went through 3 years ago?
No, I agree with you. There's a lot there, and there's and because I don't believe them. I do not believe that they are comfortable if you know, picking any of these six quarterbacks with the number three pick. If that is true, then they either don't believe they have the ability to maneuver backwards, because if you're comfortable with any of them at three, you'd move back because three of the six will be available later on in the draft.
I think a part of this, too, is also what is the real gumption? What is the real sort of battle level, let's say, in terms of Jerod Mayo and Elliot Wolf wanting to go to Robert Kraft with an alternate plan? We know RKK, he even said it. I'd love to see us get a top flight quarterback. He wasn't saying that at 34. He's thinking three. I don't think we need to be Fellini to know the end of the movie.
I know.
Do they want to walk in and say, boss, this ain't it, and here's why, and here's what I'd like to do. Will you sign off on it? I don't know if there's enough of a set down there for them to collaboratively,
Mr. Kraft, we need you to conference room 4, please. The group is waiting for you.
And then RKK walks in, and it's all the collaborators. All the football collaborators are sitting there. And they, you know, genuflect when he comes in the room. Oh, Mr. Kraft, you know. And then they all collectively try to sit there and be like, now, boss, we know you want the top flight QB, but hear us out. Because everybody in this room agrees. So how can you disagree with the room?
This guy, because I would say this guy is just as good as this guy. If you want to get to this level, I'm telling you, either one of these guys can do it.
Which now, one is Bray?
Okay. Which one is who?
Which
Mr.
one
Kraft?
Is like Brady?
Oh, geez. Well, then. Let me see. Would be the guy from Michigan, Your Honor. Your Highness, well, whatever, then, however you want to be addressed.
Can't we take, please call me Thunder in the collaborative.
I wonder how weird would it be getting the next heir apparent playing quarterback from the same school that Brady went to.
The New England Patriots selected
that quarterback from Michigan who won the championship.
I love that one. I do wonder if there will be a Tennessee player drafted because of the Mayo connection. And I even said to you on the off air that I think they're not just taking one quarterback. They're going to take two. They will take a quarterback on day three.
Or undraft it.
Well, there is
that. Do that too.
Yeah, there is that.
I think it's more likely for them to get an undrafted quarterback than they were to waste a pick on a quarterback that you're going to have plenty.
It'll be specialty. Like, I wonder if Tennessee quarterback Joe Milton is someone who is of interest. Well, because Mayo picks up the phone and he gets the instant intel on the player because he was at Tennessee. And he's a freak. He's 6'5", he's 240.
He's a tight end. He's 6'5", 245. Getting me?
You stole.
Was that your line?
That's where I was going.
Man, I wish I could have thrown.
You nailed
the prototypical quarterback body,
but,
by
but
the way.
Think about it. No, you really are. Well, I mean, there are thin tight ends where you think you can play quarterback, and then there are fat quarterbacks where you go play tight end. Am I not true? Yeah, I mean, isn't that true? Like the quarterbacks that all of a sudden get a little bigger. Or they
play
have,
tight end.
Or they maybe have, they get the spurt where it's like, damn, now he's 6 foot 5 and 240 pounds. I don't know if we want him throwing back there.
Or you're Tim Tebow and you play quarterback and then tight end.
Well, there is that
too. Did he really ever play tight end, though?
No, he never did.
Kind of like an H-back move guy.
Yeah, and he had a year of quarterback. But
Man was never really in the dirt.
Man, I'll tell you, the people who loved Tim Tebow, man, you said anything negative about Tebow, they came out. It was like me skipping church for Jesus.
He is a really nice guy, though.
He's a great guy.
I mean, he's like, he's hard not to like.
Yeah, so is my uncle. That's great.
No, I'm just saying, you know, but it just, you know, listen, the criticism was real for him. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And some of it admittedly was unfair, but he won the quarterback.
No.
It was just the, you know.
Boy, does he look good running in the rain with his shirt off, though.
Oh, even now.
Oh, yeah. Look at him. He's handsome.
Yeah, they. The one I really like.
Handsome fella. He's every bit of Australia. That's what you need. Tommy Heinsohn. He's every bit of Florida.
I've been in the shower. Yeah. And Aaron Banks.
This guy.
My God. He is packing heat. God rest Tommy Heinsohn. How about we know the Mike Gorman was.
All of Australia.
There it is. All of Australia. We got Vern Lundquist, John Sterling, Mike Gorman, Jack Edwards. Who's next? They say it's threes, but this ended up being four. Wonder if we get a five-pack of retirements because, you know, with seasons coming to an end, I'm sure we might get a couple of more before we are out of here. We're going to talk some NBA with Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green coming up at noon. But guess who hit another parlay in the month of April? That would be us guys. You're now up over $200 if you're listening to us, and we'll give you some more winners with the lunchtime parlay next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, look who cashed another parlay for the great people of this city. Ladies and gentlemen, every day, Monday through Friday at 11:50 or right around there, we are bringing you the picks of the day. And yesterday, we had Bam Adebayo under 17.5 points, the Yankees minus the run and a half, the Braves on the money line, the Bulls on the money line. Your $10 turned into $135.10. So on the year, we have helped you make $238.29 off of just a 10 spot every day with the Lunchtime Parlay, which is presented by FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WEEI. Now, Foyer, we had our guy Bears jump in. We've had our normal bettors got to us on Twitter, Gresh Fourier, WEEI, to let us know that they rode with us and that they ended up making some money.
Well, there you go.
Well, but Chris1955 in the Twitch chat is proving my point. Listening is a sense. Hearing is a skill. Sorry.
What happened?
Other way around.
You have your... You're suffering from your own issue.
Hearing is a... Hearing is a sense. Listening is a skill. But Chris1955, Gresh, I played the parlay and thought you meant over with Adebayo and lost. He said I wasn't paying attention. So a tough one for Chris1955 in the Twitch chat. All right, I'm going to make two here because Billy is off today. Billy's pick will be the San Francisco Giants on the money line. Minus 148 against Arizona. They're slow singing and flower bringing in Arizona. I don't know if you know about this. Not because of the baseball team.
Because of the hockey team.
The hockey team played their last game there.
They're moving to Utah.
And yeah, so the people of Arizona are down and melancholy.
Go Sun Devils.
I'm going with the Giants on the money line. And then I went out into the concourse here at Fenway Park. Guess what it is? cold. Under 9.5 runs today. Red Sox Guardians. That's at minus 115. And that number might be moving. So jump in right away. Chicken Nick, what do you got?
Well, the Miami Marlins are in the same spot that the Red Sox are in, starting an opener today in AJ Puck. So give me the Cubs on the run line today against the dreadful Marlins.
You aren't pucking around with that pick. And now Christian Ford.
Okay, so
I stole Fourier.
This is what happens when you're playing with house money. I love playing with house money
because
you get a little reckless and
you're gonna
take chances.
You whiz it away. What you just said to me is, oh, a little bit of house money.
Yeah.
Let me now start doing dumb stuff. That's what it feels
that
like.
That is how.
Just like you were pressing me when I had my big 25 grand win on DraftKings, and you were like, oh, what are you going to do with it? Be practical. I am actually.
Boring.
I know.
I mean, this one is this gives us a little bit of juice, so I went with it. It's Mike Trout, okay, not to register a hit. That is what I'm going with.
Under a half a hit. So basically, Mike Trout hitless today.
Yeah, and just I was like, oh, let me go see him. Maybe he's due for a dry spell.
Yeah, no.
No. During the season, he's only had, three games? He's only had three games so far this year where he has not registered a hit. So he is kind of due.
Here we go. God dang it.
You're playing with house money.
We have a good month, and he's back to the dues.
No. And this is why. This is why. You can make – we're up so
You're
much money.
You're betting it's the best
you
player
can make,
on the planet.
It's all right. It's all right. If we win, what do we get? What do we get, Gresham?
So Mike Trout without a hit. Cubs on the run line. San Francisco on the money line. And the Red Sox Guardians under. If all that comes in, $10 today wins you, folks. $190.81.
Let's go.
If we hit this one, it would push us to over $400 in profitability. But we got a long way to go. It's all season. Your bankroll management, you cannot get sucked in. You're getting sucked in.
I'm not getting sucked in.
It's, you are.
I'm not.
You just said, that we're up, we can do dumb
when
stuff.
When I'm up, I go, bam, okay, I'm going to play a little reckless right now. I'm still way up. Still got playing with house money.
That's why
not going to kill me too much. It's going to be fine. Listen, in that game, by the way, get through the reads without messing up, and then you can jump in.
You're going to talk to me about messing up a word?
There you go. And with that, Danny Green is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.